Thunder Bay, for now, it's not about the wins and losses for Team Dubinsky. There's likely going to be more of the latter than the former, who jumped headfirst into TBATEL Major League of Curling on Wednesday night, falling 10-3 to one of the toughest teams in the country, a foursome skipped by Trevor Bonnet, the same team that narrowly missed the playoffs at the Brier earlier this year. What their trek through the ranks of Thunder Bay's top curlers is all about is gaining experience, and learning from some of the best the sport has to offer. Obviously, it wasn't the score we wanted, but there were moments of greatness. We have our release down. It's feeling really good, said Dubinsky, her spirits plenty high despite the outcome on Sheet 7 at the Port Arthur Curling Center. It's been a whirlwind 12 months for her team, a year that included trips to the U18 and U21 Nationals and a silver medal at the Ontario Winter Games, staged in their hometown. Dubinsky led Lily Arrigonello, second Bella McCarville and third Riley Paul, are looking to sharpen their game as they gear up for a hopeful return to both national championships. We're just doing it for experience. We don't really expect much out of it, said McCarville, the 15-year-old daughter of two-time Scotties Tournament of Hearts runner-up Krista McCarville and Mike McCarville, the third on Beno's Northern Ontario Championship squad. We're just doing it for fun. We didn't win this game, but it was fun. Of course, playing against your father in your major league debut makes it a little nerve-wracking. But it's all a learning experience, she said. We'll look at them, see their sweeping strategies, change ours. Claire will learn more strategies for calling the game. Even watching this game, against my dad, they're such a good team and they know everything about the game. I've even learned stuff just today, the younger McCarville said. The competitive juices run high in both of her parents. You don't get to a national championship if they don't. There was no let-up on Wednesday. Beno's team put up a 5-ender in the fifth to blow the game open. It's going to happen, Mike McCarville said, adding it's awesome to have his daughter and her teammates in the 18-team field this year. They're an up-and-coming team and they put a lot of work and effort into curling. They're really good and they're going to get better. Being in this league and playing against the best in Thunder Bay is going to make them better. They're going to learn a lot from some of the best strategists in Thunder Bay, he said. They're going to have some great games and they're going to win some games out there. They're a hell of a team. While Mike McCarville had a front-row seat to Team Dubinsky's major league debut, Krista McCarville wasn't too far away, busy finishing off Ben Mickelson's rink 7-2 to open the 2024-25 campaign with a win. She said it's important for young, competitive teams to play at this level. It's the only way to learn, the veteran skip said. Just being on the ice and playing games is really important. It's nice that she's playing against us and playing against all of Thunder Bay people that I've always curled against, Krista McCarville said. Competitive games are super important. They are doing a lot of travel and they are playing against kids their age, but just coming out here and playing against experienced curlers, that's what I did. No matter how they do in this league, they are going to learn a lot. Will she let up on her daughter's team when they meet on December 11th? Not a chance. I'm too competitive and I'm going to want to beat her, Krista McCarville said. In other action on Wednesday, Robin Despins downed Andrew Sinclair 8-2, Brian Burgess beat Rob Skinner 8-2, Dennis Millette edged Gary Weiss 3-2, Al Hackner blanked Brian Adams Jr. 6-0, Zach Warkentin eked past Dylan Johnston 5-4, winning a draw to the button contest to decide the match, and Ron Rosengren defeated Miles Stevens 6-2.